Now, Cardinal Fang, read the charges.
Mm. £1 for a full sketch, 24p for a quickie.
What'll you have?
Sketch, please.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
Break the Box with Chris.
This is it!
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Relax, in 2 hours our worries will be over.
Summertime.
We'll shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more.
provocation with all romance. Oh man, this jive has me in a trance, because it's summer time. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and pass and thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free for all. It's summertime.
It's summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
Cooper from 1972, school's out! And that's, isn't that just how you feel? When it's the end of the school year, you're like, oh yeah! You're like a wrestler coming out, heading into the ring. Yeah! School's out made it to number 7 back in, as I said, 1972. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. We started things out with the Yum Yums, with Summertime Pop from July of 2020 that you can get on the Rum Bar record label. The name of the album is For Those About to Pop. Like I said, it's the summer. We're all just ready to pop. We haven't popped already. And in between the official Summer Song by the Jamies, Summertime, Summertime. Released twice. Hit the charts twice. First was in 1958, made it to number 26, and then in 1962, made it to number 38. And a rumor that has been dispelled was that Sherm Feller, the longtime public address announcer at Fenway Park, co-wrote the song. No, he didn't, but he did get his name on the label so he could get some of the royalties. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Anyway, the Jamies are from our very own Dorchester. Or, as I would say, Dirty Dot, since I'm from JP. And I also threw in a little Mod Squad theme song there, and that used to be one of the opening theme songs to Strike the Box or Stuff for the Summer, which I also named my show a couple summers a long time ago in honor of Clarence William III, who played Link on the Mod Squad and who just sadly passed away just recently. So that's why I wanted to throw a little Mod Squad out there. If you've been a listener, you know the rules. It's anything and everything for the next 2 hours, so hopefully you will enjoy this week's show. Again, it's pre-recorded. What can I tell you, unfortunately? But also, this month, June, is the anniversary of Strike the Box. I believe it's going to be next week will be the 20th anniversary show. The June of 2001 is when I started Strike the Box. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the music. I'm into some wrestling. How about you? Yeah, that's coming up next. Here at Strike the Box.
Here comes Fred Blassie, along with Hulk Hogan, and now, Fred Blassie, you, are you not, certainly jeopardized the undefeated streak of Hulk Hogan, but yet you know full well, which is why you're taking the chance, I would suspect, that a victory over Andre the Giant would catapult this young man into being perhaps one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
McMahon, we all know that it eventually had to happen. Because here, the two biggest men in wrestling today, both undefeated, as you said earlier. And as I know, this will be the biggest test my man will be put to. And when he defeats Andre the Giant, which I know he will because he's much faster and much smarter, then look out, the world title will be his, without a doubt. Right, Hulk?
Mr. Hogan, your comments, please, concerning Andre the Giant?
The titanic struggle is set. The stage is set. The battle of the giants. I have already called the weather department. I told him to set the Richter scale when it spins around three or four times, when I slam the giant, when I step on his face, when I drag him around the ring. They will not know it is not an earthquake. It is Andre the Giant falling to defeat. I've had many stepping stones in my way, Mr. McMahon, but now I've been chasing Andre the Giant for so long, I finally have him within my clasp. When I clap these 24-inch arms, the power of the python, submission is the only condition of which I will beat the giant. The giant will fall, and then, after that, the Federation has no choice. No choice but to give me a match with Bob Backlund. The strap will be on the line. The giant will be down. I will be the only giant. I will be the only champion. And Fred Blassie will be the only winning manager.
King of the Johnny with the wet barn on the farm down in Indiana. For the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play.
What small red pine and for a yellow moon that shines. Whining on a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana way. I said Indiana way.
Won't you please, please help me help?
from the United States version of the LP Help. That's the title track, Help, that we just played. And how do you know it's the US version? Because of the little James Bond ditty at the very beginning of the song. We also played the mono version, because in the mono version, John sings And Now These Days Are Gone, where in the stereo version, he sings But Now These Days Are Gone. So there's some history for you. That released off of the Capitol label in 1965. A Bunch of Jerks with Gorilla Monsoon from their 2017 LP, The Long Arm of Professor Kitten Pants, that you can get off Rum Bar Records. And I do believe Allie was the, Allie was the lead singer on that LP. Some Ramones with The Crusher from Adios Amigos LP, released back in 1995. But originally, that song was penned by Didi Ramone back in 1989, because he was going to release it on his first solo LP, but it just sort of sat on a shelf there for a while until it was released in 1995. The Dave Clark 5 with Any Way You Want It went to number 14 back in 1964 and released here in the United States on their LP Coast to Coast. And that song had to be lip-synced anytime they did a television performance because of the complicated production techniques that they used. Our very own Chelsea Curve with Don't Look Down, just recently released on Red Records. And there's a new video out for Don't Look Down by the Chelsea Curve. So make sure you go to YouTube, type in the Chelsea Curve, and look for Don't Look Down, because it's wicked cool. As I said, we finished up with some Beatles here. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, on a very, very hot Wednesday. I know probably tomorrow it's going to cool off, but this week has been wicked hot, and my little room where I do the show here does not have AC, but what can you do? Hopefully I just won't burst into flames.
Only a madman or a fool would intentionally set fire to one of our forests or woodlands, yet 90% of our forest fires are started by people. Most of these man-caused fires are due to plain carelessness. A campfire left smoldering, a lighted match thrown from a car window, a cigarette not extinguished. In less troubled times, the waste due to forest fires would be tragic. In these dangerous times, it can be disastrous. Forest fires destroy natural resources we need to keep our country strong. They impede the production and transportation of critical defense supplies, interfere with military training, and may destroy military installations. Join in the fight against carelessness. Crush out cigarettes, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break matches in two after using. Drown all campfires, then stir and drown again. Find out the law before using a fire. One moment of carelessness can destroy national beauty and wealth that can never be replaced. Forest fires are a shameful waste because they can be prevented. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
We'll be right back.
What you writing?
Writing a poem about us.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it.
It's called The Story of Bonnie and Clyde. You've heard the story of Jesse James, of how he lived and died. If you're still in need of something to read, here's the story of Bonnie and Clyde. Now, Bonnie and Clyde are the Barrow Gang. I'm sure you all have read how they rob and steal, and those who squeal are usually found dying or dead. They call them cold-hearted killers. They say they are heartless and mean. But I say this with pride, that I once knew Clyde when he was honest and upright and clean. If they try to act like citizens and rent them a nice little flat, about the third night they're invited to fight by a subgun's rat-a-tat-tat. Someday they'll go down together, they'll bury them side by side. To few it'll be grief, to the law a relief, but it's death for Bonnie and Clyde.
I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car. Their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky, sweet talking Clyde would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jewel bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Finally together, they
Bye.
With a six gun, I thought the love, love would, I thought the love, but I lost my girl and all of her fun. I thought the love, love would, I thought the love, but left my baby and it feels so bad. This my race is run. She's the woman I ever had. But I thought the love, but I thought the love, the love one. Well, I thought the love, the love one. I thought that love, but yeah, I thought the love, the love one. I thought the love, the love one. I thought the love, the love one. I thought that love, but change it. I thought the love, the love one. I thought the love, the love one. Yeah, I thought the love, the love one. Muchas gracias. Adiós, adiós.
Recorded on the 28th December, I believe, 1978, at the Lyceum Theatre in the city of Westminster, United Kingdom. That was The Clash with I Fought the Law, that you can get off of two places: the movie Rude Boy, which was released in 1980, or their compilation box set Clash on Broadway. But before we played I Fought the Law, we had Georgie Fame with his 1967 song, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, which it says here CBS Records. For some reason, I thought it was an Epic record. But maybe I'm wrong and it was CBS Records. Anyways, that song made it to number 7 in the Billboard charts back in 67. And I can actually remember having a childhood friend, Nada. Her and I did a version of that song, or acted out that song, in front of my parents with, yes, believe it or not, toy machine guns. Yeah, okay. Even to the point where we get shot up at the very end. That's the 70s for you, what can I tell you? Before Georgie Fame, we had The Weirdos from 1985 with Life of Crime. Weirdos also had a big song back in 1978 with We Got the Neutron Bomb. And before The Weirdos, we had The Wailers with their 1965 song Dirty Robber off the Etiquette label. The Wailers from Tacoma, Washington, also known as the Fabulous Wailers. But before them, we had Death Valley featuring Jenny B with I Like Crime. Jenny B being from the Eagles of Death March. That track is set to be featured on their forthcoming EP, America Cockroach, that is due out June 18th via Cooking Vinyl. So there's your crime-filled set for this show. And who knows what we might come up next. Maybe we're just going to blow up the whole world. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Woo! Salutations. Today I feel a sense of urgency as I speak to you for Devo Incorporated. There is a direct connection between Devo's work in the music field and a big wiggly world around us. You may not be aware of this, but we are in the middle of World War III. It is not nuclear bombs that we must fear. The weapon is the human mind, or lack of it, on this planet. That will determine our fate. Capital punishment for airline passengers who attempt to save money. Spud men in gas lines who forgot that guns don't argue. And tourists attempting to catch some rays at Three Mile Island add up to a major attack of corkscrews in the brain. We must fight back. We must know what we want. We must want what we need. And what we need is duty now for the future.
City pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.